Hi, this is Kevin Manthey, composer of Nickelodeon and Netflix animated film Invader Zim Enter the Florpus, and you are listening to The Annotator.
Welcome to The Annotator, where composers share their thoughts and stories about their original scores. This is episode 96, where Kevin Manthey talks about his original score for the Netflix animated film Invader Zim, Enter the Florpus. This is Christopher Coleman, and you can find all episodes of this podcast at theannotator.net or wherever you find quality podcasts. Kevin Manthey has been working in the film, television, and game arena for over 18 years. He has worked as the series composer on over a half a dozen animated TV shows and several animated features, and composed for over 60 game soundtracks. He studied with composer Jerry Goldsmith and has worked alongside one-time fellow students Christoph Beck and Marco Beltrami. He has also written original music for Batman Gotham Knight, Justice League, The New Frontier, and Generator Rex. He has written video game scores such as Tron Evolution, Star Trek Online, and Champions Online. It was his work for video games that helped bring him to the attention of Yonan Vasquez, who hired Manthey to score 26 episodes of the cult hit animated series Invader Zim. Invader Zim Enter the Florpus is an American animated science fiction comedy film written by Yonan Vasquez, and it continues the original animated television series Invader Zim, which originally aired on Nickelodeon and Nicktoons from 2001 to 2002. The new film was released on Netflix on August 16, 2019, and in the film, Zim suddenly reappears to begin phase two of his evil alien plan to conquer the Earth, while his longtime nemesis, Dib, sets out to unmask him once and for all. In this episode, composer Kevin Manthey talks about returning to the Invader Zim franchise after 20 years, and he discloses some of the challenges he faced in returning, like being respectful to his original score for the TV series while also adding something new. He reveals just how collaboratively he worked with creator-director Yonan Vasquez, how Bram Stoker's Dracula influenced a portion of the music, and how an early version of a particular piece was compared by the director to John Williams's Home Alone.
Invader Zim, back after almost 20 years. Never thought I would be able to be back on this show that I scored originally for Nickelodeon around the turn of the century. And here we are almost 20 years later, and I'm asked to score this film now, 70-minute film, all updated but yet retro at the same time. A look back, but also a look into the future. As a composer, it's 20 years later. Technology has increased. I've changed as a composer over 20 years, and it's a daunting task to be asked to come back to do something that you did 20 years ago and to be respectful of what I did then, but also know that you have to move the sound forward. So that, in a nutshell, was the challenge of this project, to bring back Zim, make it pop, and make it Zim, but also share my new voice and share my new ideas. This next cue is where Gaz has to bring food to Dib, and Dib has been basically in his room for unknown months or years, becoming very hideous, and it's a very scary experience for Gaz. So we played this with horror, very much a horror vibe, as Gaz is sneaking up the stairs to confront Dib. Really, all she's doing is bringing him food, but she opens the door, the crazy pizzicatos, and now she's talking to Dib. Working with Yonan Vasquez has been amazing on the original series as well as the movie. He gives such clear direction and creative direction to composers. And he's a joy to work with and to collaborate with. I really see it as a collaboration with Yonan. what we'll hear coming up at some point when the main title starts. He had inspiration from a track from Bram Stoker's Dracula to kind of give it a unique pacing. Here we did some cheesy, you think it's a tender moment, but then it gets cut off. We did this a lot in the film, actually, probably about 3 or 4 times. And those amazing vocals saying Zim and stretches was me. That was a version 2 ad that Jonan had. Big thing about Zim is making the absurd scary and also fun at the same time. Playing things uber serious so that it's so serious that it's cool but yet really funny at the same time. So that's what one of the jobs of the music in Zim. So this is our huge build-up Gaz scene. Dib as a hideous creature. And here's our music inspired by Bram Stoker's Dracula with the Invader Zim drums. Same sounds that I used back 20 years ago. And we wanted this to be a real long, slow build. We have the Erkin theme underneath. Keeps building. We had the original cue, the Erkin theme, and then on top of it, we had a little moment of the Invader Zim theme. And then at the very end there, that crazy, huge horror sting is what I call the Florpus sting. One of the truisms of Invader Zim is that we treat the silly extremely silly and absurdly silly. So this is music that was written for Floopsy Boops Schmoopsy, which is a fictional TV show that Gurr is watching on the television. I went really crazy with this one, and Jonan actually asked me to tone it down. So what you're hearing is version 1. And that's me on all the vocals. Now this is the one that made it into the movie. A lot more toned down. Still silly, just not as manic, I think. I think there was just, I approached it with a lot of gusto, I guess, and just went crazy on that first version, which I really like, but version 2 is fun too. And of course it repeats over and over and over. So there's this epic montage of Zim trying to figure out what phase 2 was. He couldn't remember his great idea, so he's trying to figure it out. A lot of antics. And so I wrote a pretty big cue for this moment. Did a lot of live violin effects on this one myself. I really try to do that with my music. For Zim, it was myself, my voice, a lot of guitar. This was the 80s guitar moment. Of course, we got to do some Scottish jig. So my goal is always to work with picture, but at the same time, the music has to live and breathe on its own. So hopefully as you hear this without picture, it works. At the mix, they decided to have the scene build a little bit more, so they stripped away some of my music and started the scene out a lot more mellow with just drums, and then they slowly built the elements into it. And a lot of times as a composer, those are things that are out of your control, but you know going into it that those things can happen, and they do happen. Epic end there. So we get into a little bit of Zim and his military march music. It was fun to come back to Zim and his sound, which is really a real simple, stripped kind of vibe. And Zim has this underground science lair that we enter into at times. And he's kind of traveling down into that right now. So it's fun to be able to experiment with new synth sounds and new libraries. I did a bit of both, just going back into the sounds that I used originally for the series 20 years ago, but then also finding things that are new, creating new sounds. I have a few tabletop synths now in addition to my original tabletop synth. The original synth was an Access Virus B that I used a ton. I also had an Electribe that Korg made, a little tabletop synth. And then since then, I've just recently added a Neutron by Behringer and a D by Behringer, and then a Moog Mother 32, which has been really fun. So those are sprinkled all over the score. Of course, I've got lots of libraries of other stuff and virtual synths that... so much to choose from. I think that's one of the things that I really noticed on this project was I went from maybe a 50-track template, 50 tracks of sounds to choose from when I scored Invader Zim originally, to a template that probably has 600 to 700 tracks on it. And we all know that more does not mean better. And I was humbled a few times with that realization throughout this project that just because it's new and just because I have all this processing power and all these tracks at my availability, things still need to be written well and they speak well. So a lot of this music we're hearing here is various incidentals and stuff. This is Dib and his exciting, but then suddenly cut off theme when he's become back to normal. It's back to normal Dib, taking on the world again. Dib's enthusiasm is just infectious there at the end, and then he just gets abruptly cut off. That about typifies most of the score for Zim. There's one song in Invader Zim, it's called Peace is Nice, and it's this ridiculously amazing but terrible song that sung by the Children of the World, and Gurr, of course, to unite the kids into finally attaching hands to make the bracelet work. My first version is what we're listening to. Somehow, in our spotting notes, I got it in my head that he wanted it a little more pastoral. The note I got back on this was that it basically sounded kind of like a John Williams Home Alone kind of vibe, which I agree. I had Celeste in there and really soft, pretty children's chorus. But the feedback that I got from Jonan was that it needed to feel like a big anthem you would hear in a baseball stadium. Something just really grand and majestic, but also just immediate. So my next version was much more along those lines. And this is what you heard in the film. So I went more for a grand, big, epic, grand feel, but also lyrical. For the children's choir, it's my children, multi-tracked many, many times in various places in my scoring stage, along with some other kids. And I think we got a really great, big sound with those kids. And the lyrics are really amazing. Jonan wrote those. We all know that indeed peace is better than chicken and rice. Jonan wrote the melody, and then I basically did the arrangement and just kind of pushed it forward. Then at this point in the queue, we start to see that the plan has indeed worked, and so this is a big epic build, playing on that piece is nice motif, but in a minor way, just builds to the big end of the cue. So songs for me are always a big challenge. They always require extra effort, and I knew that this would be the same going in, but they're so rewarding too, to hear how the finals end up. I call this cue Schmorpishole because it's about the Florpishole, but Zim is like, eh, no big deal, Schmorpishole. This opening section is live piano that I did, and then I reversed all the audio, so it's like in reverse. Here's me singing Minnie Moose, high and low. I like to double, triple myself, and then do some of my voices. I pitch them down an octave, up an octave. That's my little trick. Yeah, so this cue, more than others, has almost all live in the opening here. This cue is my version 2, which is the final, but we went on a little journey, Jonan and I, to figure out the theme for the Florpishole, the actual Florpishole, which is coming up. And Jonan sent me something he did in his GarageBand or an app on his phone, which sounded really good. And so since I didn't have to worry about ripping someone off that I shouldn't be ripping off, I took the liberty, was able to real closely follow his lead on the melody, but still make it my own. That's how we attacked this one. This is the section of the movie, really we're about halfway through, where things really start to get serious and the ramifications of Zim's plan are in place. And basically doom is coming and all hell is breaking loose. This is the Florpus theme. If you listen closely, you can hear little puppy dog whimpers. Those are from my son, Honor, who happened to be in the studio making puppy dog noises to her dog, and I thought it was in my music. So I was like, hey, little guy, get over here. So had him put that in. And then here's Zim, just thinking everything's fine, no big deal. He's completely oblivious to what he's set in motion, but really wanted the music to be like, holy crap, things are changing now. This is the big pivotal moment where, when that Florpus theme plays, that everyone better sit up and pay attention. This next cue is Dibs Epic Chase. This was really where I got to really go for it as far as big, exciting percussion and synths and just things moving forward in a really dramatic way. So Dib is chasing Zim and they're jumping between planets. And my version 1 didn't have as much of a drive, and Jonan really challenged me to put in just more of a pulse, more of a just dramatic, big banging, clanging, pushing forward on the percussion. And he actually used my own music from the original series to prove to me what he was talking about. And so he, instead of finding it on some hard drive, he just pulls up YouTube and searches for one of my songs that's ended up on YouTube. And I think it was from Battle of the Planets. And he played that for me. I was like, okay. So now I'm having to reference myself here as I'm writing music, which is actually kind of daunting because, like I said earlier, to be coming back to this beast, which is Zim, 20 years later, and to be expected to sort of be in that world in the same way, but yet also move that sound forward, was that intense challenge and also that joyful challenge. I actually used some of the same sounds that I used in the original series here for the underpinning, because when I listened back to what Jonan was talking about, I really realized that some of those sounds just still had great impact. But it was really fun to update the orchestral sound of Zim. As you know, many composers out there know that sounds have really increased in the years since 2000 as far as sample libraries. Zim has turned the tide on Dib here, and Dib is being crushed. And we see him slowly disappearing. And Zim is... he's pretty happy. He's pretty happy that Dib is basically dead. And that's Zim. I wanted to really go out on a big, big bang with the end credits music. The end credits music has basically four different elements. Florpus music, the original Invader Zim theme, the Urken theme, and Peace is Nice. If you've listened at all to the score and know any of those motifs from listening or watching the show, you'll kind of get them all there, all of them together in there. And that was really fun to just jump into all those themes. Also, just to be throwing in the new synths on this was really fun too. I was really nervous about having to do the end credits. We had a lot of different ideas, including some with that would be a song, but we ended up doing an instrumental. Thanks everybody for listening. Now go watch the movie on Netflix.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Annotator with composer Kevin Manthey and his original score for the Netflix animated film Invader Zim, Enter the Florpus. You can listen to the original score for Invader Zim, Enter the Florpus at Kevin Manthey's SoundCloud page. You can also find out more and hear more music by Kevin Manthey at his official site, kmmproductions.com, or you can follow him on Twitter at Kevin Manthey. The Annotator is produced by me, Christopher Coleman, and you can find more episodes at theannotator.net, or you can subscribe wherever quality podcasts are found. Wherever you do listen, please leave us a rating or a review. And of course, if you know someone you think might enjoy The Annotator, please tell them about the show. You can also follow the show itself on Twitter at Audio Annotator, on Facebook or Instagram at The Annotator, or you can send us your feedback by email to theannotatorpodcast@gmail.com.